The Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner rolls on here on this Saturday morning on Sunday 99.7. Of course, online, yourfortdodge.com, all over the world, too. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you here this morning. Glad to be joined by a coach who is on a roll, and that is Coach Doug Van Pelt, Humboldt Softball. Coach Van Pelt, I'm glad to have you here. Thank you for making the time, and welcome to the program.
You bet. Love to promote high school athletics, and especially softball, on this beautiful summer, and we're granted permission to play, and so we're just hopefully going to keep moving on.
Yeah, absolutely, and make the most out of it. I think this year has taught all of us to appreciate the small things and appreciate what we have, and we have a season going on. And first of all, before we get to this season, and we're going to talk a lot about Humboldt softball and the season you're having, but let me first say congratulations on your recent 600th win, a milestone, all of those coming at Humboldt. Coach, congratulations. And, you know, what does it mean for you, in the Humboldt program to pile up 600 wins in your career? Got to be really, really special, right?
Yeah, it's a neat milestone and a neat honor, and I think you hit on it there very well. It's a program milestone. I've been very fortunate to be in a place where we've just had tremendous kids, tremendous student-athletes, and then on top of it, just tremendous softball players. So, I kind of roll the ball out and let them play, and it's a program achievement. I'm just very proud of all the kids. In the past couple decades that I've been associated with, and all instrumental in all the success we've had. And each group and each athlete builds, on that tradition and passes it on to the next kid, and the younger kids look up to them, and it kind of just feeds itself. So very proud of the whole program, being able to achieve that, and very, very proud of each of the individual athletes I have. And like I said, just super blessed to have really, really good softball players come through the doors of HHS.
Yeah, and it's also kind of says a lot about you and your humility in this deal too, because obviously, you have been blessed to have good players and a good situation at Humboldt, but, it's an amazing accomplishment to win 600 games. Coach, I have probably maybe 50, so I know how hard it is to get to that 600 milestone. I mean, that's a work ethic deal on your part year in and year out to continue to do this as long as you have.
Yeah, just kind of means I'm getting old too, I guess. But you just stick with it and, try to instill a philosophy in the program, and the kids buy into it, and, it just kind of runs itself after a while. And, I can't say enough about the kids I've had, and it's been an honor to coach all of them. And, I can remember most of them, and you certainly remember all the groups and the girls that you've had. And what's cool is when you've done it this long is now you're getting second-generation kids playing for you. But more importantly, you're watching these young ladies grow up to be mothers, to be leaders in the community. They move on. Some stay in Humboldt. Some move else. And then you see them back at the Ball Diamond, and it just makes you pretty proud to be associated with it.
Yeah, that's a cool thing, too. I've known some coaches. I wasn't around in coaching long enough to get to that point, but I know some coaches who have been at that point, and that's a special thing, too. Now, Humboldt softball, Coach Doug Van Pelt is my guest here. And, Coach, you've had a tremendous year, and we're going to talk about that. 17-1, ranked number 3 in 3A, and 110 in a row. But let's talk a little bit about last year first, because last year you guys had a really good run. You were kind of upset, kind of shocked a lot of people, myself included, there with your loss before the state tournament last year. With that, was that a motivating factor? How much of a factor was that loss going into this year for you and the kids you had returning?
Well, we talk about it, and the loss doesn't take away anything that we accomplished last year, and maybe it does add a little fuel to the fire this year. It's something that we talk about. We didn't get to the destination that we were hoping to last year. And You know, it's just we've come out, and a lot of it, honestly, is the COVID as well. You know, we were, you know, staring down the barrel of the gun where we weren't going to get a play this summer, and, you know, up until the midnight hour, and then we got the okay to go. And so, you know, you just can't take anything for granted. You know, you can't take a season for granted. He can't take a ball game for granted. And, we've talked about it, and it's in the back of our minds, and we know where we want to end up, and we know what it takes to get there, but you still got to go out and take care of business every night and play Humboldt softball.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Coach Doug Van Pelt, Humboldt softball, my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, you've won 10 games in a row now. This past week, you beat a good 1A Newell Fonda team on Tuesday, shut them out. You shut Ames out on Thursday night. Last night, you beat a good Southeast Valley team 16-8. Are you playing your best, you think, going into the playoffs here?
Well, we're starting to lock in offensively. I'm very pleased with our mindset offensively, especially this week. And like you said, we've upped the level of competition. If you even spring back into last week where we had to win the conference championship, beat Algona, ranked sixth in the state in Class 3A. So we've had a run here, and that's how we kind of built the schedule, you know, to lead up to the regional tournament, and I like our mindset right now. You know, and we got areas that we got to get better on, and honestly, at this point, it becomes a mentality, because physically you're not going to change a whole lot, and so mentally we just got to be ready to go and play lockdown defense, not make mistakes or limit mistakes, and then be in the right frame of mind offensively. And I was super pleased this week with our offensive effort and just our mentality at the plate on each at bat, at each approach.
You know, last week you mentioned that you beat Algona 4-2, and that was a game that I was hoping to get out to, and I had some other scheduling conflicts and didn't get a chance to. But a 4-2 win, two teams that are tremendous, that are ranked all year. Coach Todd Van Otterloo was on the program earlier, and he said of you guys that Humboldt was by far the best team we played all season. Where does Algona measure up in the group of the good teams that you've played all year?
Well, their ranking is completely deserving to be in the top 10 in Class 3A. It's the last night of the regular season for the North Central Conference Championship. Came down to two undefeated conference schools playing Algona undefeated throughout the whole season. And it was a great ball game. We didn't score until the fifth inning, then added on in the sixth, and then he needed every single run of that to hold on into the seventh. So they're a team that went to the state tournament last year. You know, Cam Etherington, first team all-state pitcher, is having a tremendous year. They got some weapons offensively. So it was two great teams playing for a conference title, you know, on the last night of the conference season, which is the way it's written up. And that was a really good win for us against very, very good competition, and Algona for sure deserving to be in that top 10, and they're a threat to make a run here as we head into regionals, obviously, just like they did last year.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting because looking at the bracket, you guys and them are on opposite sides of the bracket, so you wouldn't see each other again until the state tournament, but we could get a rematch of that game here in Fort Dodge for the state tournament, and that, of course, would be huge in terms of local interest as well. Your one loss, Coach, this season is to Ogden back on June 26th, an Ogden team that's very good as well, one where you didn't throw your number one pitcher, you threw your number two. I'm assuming that situation was one where, because of the schedule, you went with your number two instead of your number one in that situation, right?
Yeah, we actually saw him down in the Boone tournament, and we were scheduled to play back-to-back games, and we got Boone the first draw of that tournament, and Boone's a power in 4A every single year.
I
think they honestly play in one of the best conferences in the state of Iowa, by far the best 4A conference, just loaded with 4A powers. And so we knew we had our work cut out for us. And, you know, the rule is if you don't win the first game of a doubleheader, you can't win two of them. So we threw our number one against Boone to win that. And then we got Ogden back-to-back. They were fresh. They feature the Delaney Lockers going to the University of Iowa, one of the best softball players in the state. And just, you know, she throws smoke. And, you know, they got us on the second game, and they were better than us that night. They put the bat on the ball. We had 12 base runners. And so we had opportunities to score, but, you know, just wasn't enough. So the way the schedule dictated, we would have loved to, you know, put the best group we had out there, but it didn't work out that night. And, you know, it was good for us in the long run.
Coach Doug Van Pelt, Humboldt Softball, my guest here on the program. Coach, Kendall Clark has been absolutely amazing for you at the plate this year, hitting over 500, 600 on base percentage, eight home runs, which is tied for sixth in the state, I should say, and 26 RBIs. She's been killing it, but you've had production from a lot of players. You got five players that have homered. You've got five players hitting over 300. You got four hitting over 400. Talk about Kendall Clark a little bit, and then talk about some of the other big-time hitters that you've had in terms of production.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head with that as well, that question. She benefits for having – I mean, our first five are really, really good, and it enables us that it allows them to hit. You can't pitch around anybody. You know, some schools, you know, feature one or two star hitters where you can work around, not really throw them anything, or, you know, even put them on base intentionally. And so Kendall's just having a tremendous year. You know, she's state wrestling champion.
Right.
Could have been way up there in the discus, you know, from her results the year before, but they weren't obviously allowed to compete this spring. But she's just benefiting from a tremendous lineup, and almost 1 through 9, you know, we're kind of built lineup-wise where, you know, even the bottom four complement the top five. But it's tough to navigate probably through our top five hitters. Like you said, almost all of them can hit the ball out of the park. They're hitting over 400. Some of them are hitting over 500. They can put the ball on the ground. We can run bases. So it's just a lineup that's very, very well put together. And we got kids that can do a lot of things offensively, and it makes us dangerous. And so it allows each batter, you know, to go up and get good looks, because you don't want to face the next girl in the lineup a lot of times.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Ellie Jacobson has been great for you in the circle. She's been good at the plate, too, hitting over 450. But she's been great in the circle, 15-0, 90 innings, 17 runs, 12 earned, 49 hits in those 90 innings. Struck out 153, walked 17. That's a ratio you got to love. 0.93 is the ERA. Average against is 144. She's been pretty dominant, right?
Yeah, and that's not new this year. I mean, she's a 100-game winner, which, you know, puts her in the elite class of the Pitching Hall of Fame. She recorded her 1,000th strikeout a week or two ago for her career. And, you know, you don't just accidentally fall into those numbers. And she's a product of her work ethic. And she just has such movement on her ball and a variety of pitches. You know, it's never in the same place, never the same speed, and it's never straight most of the time. And so it makes it extremely tough. And then when you add to the effect to her dominance this year, a lot of it is we're only playing teams once. And so when you only get one chance to look at her, it makes it even more difficult to go up there and put the bat on the ball. But it's also a result of she's got tremendous defense behind her and a tremendous catcher receiving her. And, you know, one of the stats I'm probably the most proud of is we're in the top one or two or three maybe in the entire state, any class defensively on the fewest errors committed and so forth. Obviously, when you're getting 11, 12 strikeouts a game, it makes defense a whole lot easier. But she's got a tremendous defense behind her that she's not worried about them making contact, and normally we can, you know, get people up and get them off the diamond fast and get our bats going.
Coach Doug Van Pelt, Humboldt Softball, my guest here. Coach, you beat Southeast Valley last night 16-8. Now you turn around, and that's who you have again in the playoffs, which I'm seeing that as more of a trend this year than we've seen before, teams playing in the last week and then turning around to play again in the playoffs. But Southeast Valley on Wednesday night, you know, I told Coach Sheridan Gilo there at Southeast Valley earlier in the week when I talked to her that that I felt like they were they had a good season and were deserving of a little bit better draw than what they got. I thought they got a really tough draw with you guys, but also that works on the flip side for you guys. I mean, to be in the top five, but to draw a team like Southeast Valley, who's won, I think, 11 games, kind of a tough draw on both ends, right?
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways. They're 11-4 now, I believe. You know, that's pretty salty winning percentage, and so that's two good teams meeting up in the first round of the regionals. You know, nobody is we're not a fan of it, but you know, you're gonna have to beat everybody in that regional anyway to get to where you want to go. But yeah, they of course have our attention. We saw them last night; they saw us, so they're gonna be familiar with each other, and they have a tradition of playing really good softball at Southeast Valley, and you know, they had us we had them in the regional final 2 or 3 years ago, so they know how to win, they know how to compete, they know how to play softball, and you know, we're gonna have to be on our A game to have a chance to win that. And but you're gonna have to do that anyway to move on, and it's one night, whoever plays better gets to go on, and if not, you know, the flip side is, and a one and done is, you know, nothing that you really look forward to.
Absolutely. Coach Doug Van Pelt, my guest, Humboldt Softball. Coach, I appreciate the time this morning. We'll have to do it again, and we'll be tracking what you guys do as the playoffs go along, and looking forward to having you back here on the program.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, and, you know, love to talk about Humboldt Softball, but just love to talk about softball in general. And thanks for you for putting on a great show, to getting, you know, all these coaches in to promote area softball and area sports throughout North Central Iowa, and all the sponsors that are hosting the show. So big props to you and all the sponsors, and thank you very much for having us on.
Well, thank you again, Coach, for the time, and good luck this week.
You bet.